You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 24th of May, the government announced that Sustainable Foods Limited would receive a $1.25 million loan from the Regional Strategic Partnership Fund to produce plant-based food. I spoke with SAFE's campaign officer, Emma Brody, about the plant-based food sector and their Done With Dairy campaign. I began by asking her to tell me about the government investment.
The government recently announced that they would invest just over $1 million in Sustainable Foods Limited. And we think this is a small but positive step in the right direction. And it's an acknowledgement of the growing global demand for plant-based foods and also the need to invest in more sustainable forms of agriculture. So we hope this is the first of many investments in the plant-based sector, but ultimately we want to see the government make a more decisive commitment to actually reducing animal agriculture in New Zealand.
Do you think that can be achieved through more funding being put into the plant-based sector?
Yeah, we'd love to see the government back more Kiwi plant-based businesses, but also our farmers, and especially dairy farmers, are actually struggling under billions worth of debt, and would like to see our government support farmers in being able to transition out of sectors like dairy farming and into more sustainable forms of agriculture.
You're running the Done With Dairy campaign at the moment. Can you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, so we launched our Done With Dairy campaign because people too often forget that in the middle of these discussions about agriculture are animals. They're thinking, feeling, sentient animals. And we want people to acknowledge that cows in the dairy industry are actually mothers. Mothers who spend a lifetime in a cycle of pregnancy, birth, separation, and milking so that we can harvest the milk that was really intended for her calf. And in New Zealand, nearly 2 million newborn male calves are still being killed and discarded every year in New Zealand as unwanted waste products of dairy production. But it doesn't have to be this way, and animal cruelty shouldn't be a defining feature of our food production. So we're calling on government to embark on a future where our primary industries don't depend on animal exploitation and the exploitation of our environment.
So the campaign is quite sort of female maternal focused as well, and so that's likely to gain attention from fellow females. But how do you think everyone else should sort of respond to this?
Yeah, well, we're calling on New Zealanders really to be done with dairy because there are so many alternatives out there on the market. But this campaign is also a call to government to address the impacts of industrial dairy farming. And not only is the scale of animal suffering absolutely devastating, it's our single biggest climate polluter in New Zealand. It makes up over 20% of our greenhouse gas emissions. So our head is really in the sand if we think that we're going to address climate change without addressing dairy production.
Do you think if more money was put into alternatives, then it would give back to the economy the amount that agriculture is bringing in anyway?
Well, we've got to start somewhere. And overseas, we're seeing more and more governments make a stronger commitment to reducing the impacts of agriculture. And recently in the Netherlands, their government introduced a scheme to support farmers directly in either exiting the industry or transitioning to more sustainable forms of agriculture and more sustainable industries. So that's something we'd like to see the government make a commitment here to.
What would be seen as a sustainable form of dairy farming agriculture there?
Yeah, good question, because dairy farming isn't sustainable and there's no sustainable or humane way to produce dairy. So we want the government to invest in those alternatives to back more Kiwi businesses that are producing alternative dairy products. And there's some other really exciting technology on the horizon, like precision fermentation, where they can create dairy proteins without animal cruelty. So there's lots of options here.
Where do you sort of think New Zealand sits on an international scale within the plant-based food market?
So, I mean, at the moment, our economy is still heavily dependent on animal-based products. So we need to see a stronger commitment from government to invest in those alternatives. And last year, $5 billion worth of investment flowed into the global vegan food market. And by 2030, the plant-based protein market is estimated to reach over $160 billion. So not only is it a smart business decision, a smart economic decision, to invest in the plant-based food sector, but from an environmental and animal cruelty point of view, it's what we need to do.
And you briefly mentioned there's a lot of new technologies and things coming in to play within the plant-based food market. Would those be quite easily accessible here?
Yeah, absolutely. But if we don't see the government back those businesses, then, again, we risk falling behind the rest of the world in the global market. So we need to see a stronger commitment from our government to invest in those technologies.
For people who aren't sure about giving up dairy, where can they go to find more information?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of information on our website, which is safe.org.nz, which goes into some of the health impacts of dairy consumption, as well as those environmental impacts, and most importantly for us, the impacts of dairy farming on animals, and why dairy production is not healthy, it's not normal, it's not natural, and it's not necessary.
Because a lot of the conversation has been around the animal cruelty side of things. The campaign is not anti-farmers, it's anti the animal cruelty, isn't it?
Exactly right. We're not anti-farming. And we're quite concerned that about the pressures that New Zealand farmers are under. They're facing more than $40 billion worth of debt, and they're facing increasing environmental regulations. The government's attempt to make dairy farming and animal agriculture more sustainable, but in reality, animal agriculture is not compatible with sustainability, and it's not compatible with a healthy planet and with healthy animals. So that's why we're calling on them to invest in those alternatives and support farmers in making a transition out of those harmful industries to more humane, ethical, and sustainable forms of production.
That was Emma Brodie, SAFE's campaign officer, discussing how to move away from the dairy industry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.